There's one word that best defines the world of professional wrestling this past decade. Change.
Can it be?
A women's evolution would rise. New superstars would shine.
I'm gonna fill this whole place with the Yes Movement right here.
And fresh competition would emerge to help make wrestling cool again.
Good God Almighty, wrote this table, John Moxley!
Join us now for a discussion on the matches, stories, and personalities that defined the 2010s. This is Pro Wrestling's Defining Moments of the Decade.
Welcome to Pro Wrestling's Defining Moments of the Decade on SiriusXM Fight Nation. I'm your host, Dave LaGreca. You can hear me host the best pro wrestling show out there, Busted Open, Monday through Saturday, 9 to noon Eastern, right here on SiriusXM Fight Nation. One thing my show Busted Open has in common with the last decade is we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary in April. I'm going to take you on a ride through the defining moments of the last decade in pro wrestling, or as we call it, the Busted Open era. After hours, and I mean hours, of painstaking deliberation, myself and, oh yeah, by the way, Alex Metz and Gabby, decided the best way to tell this story is in three parts. Or the three themes we felt defined this era, the Busted Open era in pro wrestling. One, the women's evolution. If you look at the last decade, especially from the butterfly belt, where a lot of people called the women's matches the bathroom break, all the way to the main event at WrestleMania 35. Two, the changing of the guard. We look at, you know, the legends of the past, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, all the way to what we see on the roster currently going into 2020. And three, wrestling is cool again. We take a ride again about wrestling way back in 2010, where it was the John Cena PG era, to right now where you're seeing the wrestling shirts again out in public. It's cool to be a wrestling fan. These themes are what made the 2010 special in pro wrestling. So let's not waste any more time and dive right into the women's evolution in the WWE. Let's not forget how wrestling in the WWE, women's wrestling in the WWE, was portrayed the decade before. You did have skilled wrestlers, there's no doubt. There were skilled wrestlers who are now in the Hall of Fame. But then there were some wrestlers that were not portrayed in the greatest of lights, let's say. And that's something that really should have changed and did change in the next decade. WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross spoke to us about the progression of women's wrestling over the last decade.
Well, it's unprecedented. I'm really glad that women are getting their due. No different than I was happy when African-American wrestlers started getting their due. You know, I went through that whole era where, you had to be leery as a booker owner like Bill Watts was, that your peers did not appreciate you having an African-American as your top babyface in the Junkyard Dog. And then, to make matters more strenuous in some ways, Watts was bold enough to have a black booker in the Big Cat Ernie Ladd. And I remember telling a promoter, big NWA guy, former president of the NWA, I think it was Bob Geigel, that, you know, my favorite color, Bob, is green. So I don't care what color the wrestlers are. Green is my color. Well, so then all of a sudden, it was as if you had to have testicles to get booked and get a push. So I'm happy that the women are getting the opportunity to headline shows. The WrestleMania event was amazing and significant for them. But I would never have predicted it because I didn't know that any promoter would have the open-mindedness to put women in those slots. Because I can promise you, from my experience at WWE, it was 26 years, that there will be guys that will be bitching and complaining that how come the broads are getting the push? So that's wrestle speak, you know, guys. Mm-hmm. We don't have any respect for anybody, apparently, in our life. The broads are getting the push. So we have to use all those italics to identify those buzzwords. I love it. I think it's great. The best people should get the jobs. The best performers should get the ring time. I don't care your color, your creed, your gender, it's irrelevant to me personally. So I admire it. I'm appreciative of it. And my hat's off to Vince for following through what his belief was, that these women can be good, But let's not forget, too, that they got some special women there.
At the start of the decade, women in the WWE were now being referred to as divas. Gone were the days of bra and panty matches. But women in the WWE were hardly being treated as equal to the men when it came to their matches and the perception of the fans. Rebranding the women to divas was supposed to put a bigger spotlight on the women in the WWE. Despite having great athletes such as Beth Phoenix, Mickey James, and AJ Lee, storylines were lazily booked and their matches always seemed to be the shortest on the card. Melina told us earlier this year she thinks this era of women's wrestling in the WWE is unfairly criticized.
But if you think about it, like, ratings don't lie. So the ratings were always up. Mm-hmm. So as much as people want to say, like, oh, it was a bathroom break and da-da-da-da-da, was it really? Or is that what you're saying? Because it was trendy to say you didn't like it. Like, nowadays, people jump on bandwagons when it comes to hating something because everybody else is doing it. So it's trendy to be upset over something. It's trendy to hate something. And at that point in time, it was trendy to hate the divas. And I don't believe that anybody's going to say we had Gail Kim, Natalya, Beth, Michelle McCool, Mickey, myself. And you can't deny that those women had and have talent.
The Bella Twins were two women criticized at every turn in the WWE, fairly or unfairly. I know myself, there were times I criticized the Bella Twins. Brie Bella told us in 2017, despite all their lack of experience, and let me tell you something, sitting down and talking to her, I can feel her passion. One thing you couldn't do, you could never challenge their love of pro wrestling.
It was so different. And so you got brought up when you were really green still. So the audience kind of saw you grow. And if I could do it all over again, I would ask to stay in developmental another year because I needed that. But my sister and I, we still like want to learn because we love wrestling.
That's
like
awesome.
I think, yeah, and I think that's what some fans like. They're like, no, they don't. And I'm like, no, yes, I do. It's why I'm still around and it's why I keep coming back. And I love it.
Brie and her sister Nikki would go on to become two of the most popular figures in the WWE. In 2013, the WWE and the E! Network would premiere Total Divas, a reality show that followed the everyday lives of female WWE superstars. Season 1 showed just how heartbreaking being a WWE diva in the 2010s could be when the only divas match on WrestleMania 29 is canceled minutes before they were set to walk out.
I know something's not right here because all of a sudden I see John Cena in the ring. This is supposed to be where the girls had their match. This is supposed to be their moment. You guys were supposed to be up for this.
Never. We got cut. Match before us took all the time.
You're kidding.
Because the match before us went, you know, way over.
So sorry, you guys.
I feel like if I show any emotion right now, I'm going to lose it. I'm just going to freaking lose it.
They have us walking to Gorilla, us getting cut and walking out of Gorilla.
Oh,
they
wow.
have it all on tape. They have our reactions.
And I think people at first were like, oh, was that for the Total Divas show? It's like, no, it absolutely wasn't.
That was one
like,
of the worst feelings ever to get, like,
ready to go out. And
Brie and I have our full, like, top hats and veil and, like, our gloves. Like, we have full, like, you know, it was New York, so we wanted Frank Sinatra feel, like, New York, New York. And we had our canes and, like,
but
we
it was,
just, like, the minute they told us, like, it was cut, like, the hat started to droop. And I was like, oh, it felt like doing the Walk of Shame.
Yeah, it really did. It was really hard.
While the women on the main WWE roster were struggling to get airtime, the next generation of female wrestlers were given the spotlight on WWE's brand new developmental show, NXT. Saraya Knight, simply known as Paige when she arrived in NXT, received the shock of her life in 2014, getting called up to the main roster the night after WrestleMania 30 to challenge AJ Lee for the WWE Divas Championship on Monday Night Raw. Paige became the youngest woman to win a championship in WWE history. A year later, she would be involved in another match that would help change the course of history for women in the WWE.
Emma checking on her friend. Are you going to make Emma pay? Never turn your back on the Bellas. Face first, cover.
Just like that.
outcome of the rookie.
Oh, man, and Paige blasted by Nikki.
That match lasted all of 30 seconds. Social media erupted with outrage, and fans started the hashtag, Give Divas a Chance. The WWE Universe wanted women's wrestling to be taken seriously, and the wrestlers wanted to be treated equally. AJ Lee even addressed Stephanie McMahon on Twitter in support of the Give Divas a Chance movement. Lee would call it a career just days after a featured bout teaming up with her friend Paige against the Bella Twins.
And now AJ Lee, tap out! Just like I said, two great individuals always beat a team. Paige and AJ celebrating their victory here at WrestleMania.
Well, it was actually a little bit tough at the beginning, honestly. So I came in, because I just wrestled guys all the time, you know, with my brothers. We grew up in the wrestling business. My parents taught me how to just wrestle like one of the guys. That's just how you're supposed to do it, right? So when I first came in, it was still kind of in the era where it was a lot of divas. And I don't like to give divas a bad name, because divas is where, you know, what I wanted to be when I was growing up, right? So Stephen Lee isn't bad. But it was just full of models and stuff, you know, the people that hadn't been in the business for a very long time that didn't really understand the business. So I came in, and it made a couple of girls cry when I first started. I was like, I'm so sorry, it's just how I wrestle. I apologize. I'm here to wrestle. Like, that's what I want to do. I'm not here to, you know, flash my body. I'm not here to not be wearing wrestling boots. So yeah, like a lot of the girls kind of like saw that, and it was really cool. And then they kind of got a thirst for it too, you know. But they were just like, actually, this is like a big adrenaline rush when we know how to wrestle.
Paige wasn't the only one in a WWE showing that could really wrestle. The four horsewomen of the WWE were making a case for a run on the main roster. Becky Lynch, Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Charlotte Flair, the daughter of the Nature Boy Ric Flair, were proving in NXT there was an audience for not the divas but women. Facing persistent public pressure to feature the women more on Raw and SmackDown, Stephanie McMahon would look to NXT to bolster the main roster women's division in the summer of 2015.
But you know what? There's someone else who thinks a lot like you do. Somebody who also isn't afraid to stand up for themselves and to seize the opportunity and to seize that moment. Someone who calls herself the boss. And she is the current Women's Champion, Sasha Banks!
I can't believe this.
Oh, man.
Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and now Sasha Banks. Three women who have revolutionized NXT.
It was an impactful moment, no doubt. But not ready to say goodbye just yet to her roots, Sasha Banks would finish her time in NXT by passing the torch to her long rival and friend, Bayley, in one of the greatest WWE women's matches ever.
What does Bayley have in mind? Oh, here we go! Bayley it is! Bayley to Bayley! Bayley to Bayley for the title! Bayley's got it! Bayley is your new NXT Women's Champion!
One of the most respected journalists in the history of pro wrestling, and somebody who has covered every detail of the sport the last 30-plus years, Dave Meltzer, on the progression of women's wrestling in the WWE this decade and the importance of the NXT women.
A lot of the women in NXT, which is kind of, I think, where the whole thing started, there were kind of like the new generation. You know, I think Paige was kind of an example who came up as an independent woman wrestler. And while she's, you know, very good-looking, it was really, in some ways, she thought of herself as a wrestler first and a glamour person second. And, you know, Charlotte Flair was another one who came up in that era, and Sasha Banks and all that. And so when they started having really strong matches, I just remember the Charlotte and Sasha Banks matches all over NXT, including the one in San Jose, in my city that Vince McMahon was at, that absolutely tore the house down. You know, Adrian Neville and Finn Balor, who had to follow and could not follow that match, which is amazing because those two are the best wrestlers in the world right now. But the crowd was so hyped for the Charlotte-Sasha Banks match, and they really delivered on that night. And I think as that came into the NXT thing, you had a more and more of a groundswell of fans who saw that and wanted women wrestling, you know, high-level women's wrestling as opposed to models trying to wrestle.
The new wave of divas in the WWE had finally arrived.
but a trip to AT&T Stadium in Texas in the spring of 2016 would bring even more change. After the break, the Divas get their name back, a feud for the ages, and a slew of firsts. You're listening to the Pro Wrestling Defining Moments of the Decade on SiriusXM Fight Nation.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Taking you through the moments and superstars that defined a decade of wrestling. This is Pro Wrestling's Defining Moments of the Decade.
Back here on Pro Wrestling's Defining Moments of the Decade on SiriusXM Fight Nation, I'm host of Busted Open, Dave LaGreca. The Divas division was about to undergo yet another change. We've seen a lot of changes over the last 2 years, especially with Paige winning the Divas Championship, and you kind of sense that something big was about to happen. ECW legend Tommy Dreamer on the turning point for the women.
It was through social media where it was almost like, give the Divas a chance, and that started this movement. Or when you saw the so-called four horsewomen in NXT stepping up, and it was really WWE answering the call from the fans, and the girls answered that call too. And you know, you think about that for this past decade, it's only been a short time. But in that short time, they have taken the tradition and history of wrestling and thrown that in the garbage and are trailblazing their new paths.
Just hours before WrestleMania 32 at AT&T Stadium in Texas, Stephanie McMahon informed the Divas they would now be known as WWE Superstars. The Divas' name was dead, and before the match that would steal the show at WrestleMania, a legend officially kickstarted the women's evolution.
This next evolution of women in this business, the Divas Revolution. They are so much more than divas here in this ring today. They are all WWE superstars. So it is with my great honor to let you guys know tonight, the winner of the Triple Threat will be the recipient of the first ever WWE Women's Championship.
And now it's Sasha and Becky. Charlotte's out.
Charlotte was smart. She rolled to the floor trying to avoid the pinfall, but that may take her out of another chance for a pinning combination.
And now it's Sasha in trouble. From the top rope, she lands on her feet. Sasha from behind, looking for the bank statement on Becky Lynch again to win the championship. Charlotte back into the ring. Charlotte going to send Sasha flying out of the ring. And now Charlotte looking for the figure four. Can she bridge into the figure eight?
She's got it.
She does.
She's got it.
Figure eight. What's Becky gonna do? What's Becky gonna do? Sasha with a flare. Flare on Sasha. Flare on Sasha. Becky tapped out.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner by submission and the new WWE Women's Champion, Charlotte.
Charlotte is still champion, but now the women's champion. As Sasha was desperately trying to get back into the ring, Charlotte's dad, Ric Flair, had her caught by the boot. Sasha could go nowhere. Becky tapped out. Charlotte retains.
Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks were the highlight of the show, and the women were about to take center stage in the WWE. More new talent was about to enter the fold. Alexa Bliss became a major player in 2017, but the feud everyone was talking about was Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks. After trading wins, the feud culminated in the first ever women's Hell in a Cell match.
No way. No.
No way with Sasha's back. Hold up.
No way.
Oh, my God.
And it didn't hurt.
See, I knew it. The lower back is too damaged.
Yeah, just didn't have enough in it. And now Charlotte looking to take advantage. Champion on the table.
Ragdolling Banks into the table.
With Charlotte with a relentless assault. Back first to the table again.
That's a selection.
Cover. Punch the leg. Charlotte is the three-time women's champion.
Here is your winner and the new Raw women's champion, Charlotte.
Charlotte Flair talked to Busted Open in 2017 about becoming more than Ric Flair's daughter and the story between her and Sasha Banks.
I was very shy, an athlete my whole life. I hated public speaking. I never grew up wanting to be a model or an actress or anything like that. So when I started to figure out the wrestling, and I really think not even until I got to the main roster did I develop a persona in front of an audience. Mm-hmm. And that was just something that I had to keep working on. And but the movements, people will say, you know, you look like your dad in there. And or you do this like him or you do that. And I'm like, this sounds cliche again. It's second nature. I just move like him. And I don't know if that's maybe from subconsciously watching him all those years, mm-hmm. my whole life. I'd like to say I'm more athletic than you, Dad. But, you know, but just moving like him or how yep. we carry our arms. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize, but the story of Sasha and I, you know, one, you know, going back and forth was really the story of that's our relationship. I want to be better. She wants to be better. Yeah. I want to be better. She wants to be better. So I think people get, you know, the number or, wow, you've been champ so many times. But that's how, you know, aggressive or competitive Sasha and I were in that little time.
She's your Ricky Steamboat.
Yes, 100%.
Her father and two-time WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair echoed those sentiments on Busted Open in 2019.
When I do this, it's you know, people go, why is Ric Flair talking about his daughter? Well, it is. It's Ric Flair talking about his daughter. But I do know the difference between good, great, and being the best. And just as you guys have your opinions. And she is at such a level right now. And what people don't realize is you'll spend your whole career, Bubba, you will attest to this, and they'll say, well, Rick, who are your greatest rivalries? And, you know, for me, I the list is endless. But if you think about it in 5 years, I mean, I call Sasha, when I see her, I call her Steamboat. Because Sasha is Ashley, is Charlotte's Steamboat. The chemistry. I'm sure, and every time they work, it's a match that is going to be the match that's going to steal the card that night or the programming.
Obviously, being Ric Flair's daughter and having that pressure and weight on her shoulders, Charlotte was the biggest women's star in the WWE. WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross on why he believes Charlotte is the catalyst in a women's evolution.
Yeah, Charlotte Flair is the best female performer I've seen in WWE in my career. She would have been one of, you know, we'd have been on her, recruiting her big time like we were when we started this whole thing. You know, my office, my team, better said, really started this recruiting. And at the encouragement events, you know, we signed some really amazing performers, Trish and Lita, you know, Jackie Moore and Ivory, and we had an amazing Stacey Keibler, Tori Wilson, you know, some damn talented people in their own areas, but nobody combines the athleticism, the stature, the look, the instincts that Charlotte Flair has. So she's the, as Dusty would say, the bull of the woods in that situation.
Charlotte may be the most athletic wrestler in the WWE. There's some that say she may be the most athletic wrestler, period. But I will say this, to equal that athleticism is passion, and it's the passion of Asuka. One of the superstars coming out of Japan into the roster of the WWE, she went to NXT. And Asuka's time in NXT may have been brief, but she shot to the top of the main roster fast, culminating at the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match in 2018.
Both women teetering on the side of the ring, feet away from defeat. High stakes, high pressure. Asuka and Nikki Bella, both on the apron, both the fall over the top rope. Asuka forward. Asuka eliminates Nikki Bella. Asuka's going to WrestleMania.
Unbelievable.
Asuka made history and had a championship match in her sights. But minutes later, everything changed. When we come back, a mainstream superstar comes to the WWE. Also, the man comes to town. All that when we're back with the pro wrestling defining moments of the decade right here on SiriusXM Fight Nation.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
It's the women's evolution of wrestling that's making history, and we examine it here. This is pro wrestling's defining moments of the decade.
Welcome back to Pro Wrestling's Defining Moments of the Decade. This is Dave LaGreca right here on SiriusXM Fight Nation. Asuka won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble in early 2018. WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry on the shocking moment that would happen next.
Ronda Rousey spread the light on the women's movement. Being a dominant personality, all she did was say, you know what, you could be a great athlete, you could be a great fighter, but unless you're a fan of pro wrestling, unless you love pro wrestling, you're not going to be good at it. And Ronda was a fan, and she wanted to be good at it. She wanted to not come in and just be a marketing ploy. She wanted to come in and say, look, I'm a fan of wrestling. I love Roddy Piper. Roddy Piper loved me and taught me a lot. And I want to be able to respect this business.
Choice and the opportunity of a lifetime.
What?
Oh, my God. The rumors are true. Ronda Rousey is here!
Arguably the greatest female UFC fighter of all time was now a WWE superstar. Doubters about Ronda Rousey's ability in the ring were soon silenced when she had maybe the greatest debut ever at WrestleMania 34.
Oh! Stephanie, roll through by Rousey!
Oh no!
Block again!
Stephanie's holding on with everything she's got in her body.
Stephanie blocked it again.
Ronda wants to tear Stephanie's arm off.
No. Stephanie's screaming.
No.
Here we go.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stephanie taps. Rousey may have broken her arm.
Here are your winners by submission. Kurt Angle and Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
You just saw Dana White here in the house to celebrate and witness this incredible moment for the new chapter in the career of Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Ronda would take the WWE and the women's evolution to a whole new level. The WWE women were now in the mainstream, according to WWE broadcaster and host Renee Young.
Definitely a critical role in that. I mean, look at Ronda Rousey. She's one of the most recognizable athletes in the world. You want to talk about a hard worker and somebody coming into our world, and that's not always met in such a positive way. And I think people just respected the work that Ronda put in, but it also gave it that mainstream push that helped everyone, I think, feel a little bit more comfortable to be like, yeah, you know what, the women can really own this spot. Ronda put in so much work in that year and a half that she was with WWE. I think just looking at everything Ronda did from the moment she walked in at Royal Rumble to getting to that Mania spot, she definitely helped put the women on the map with that. I mean, and that was something you could just hear Ronda saying that in the locker room too. I mean, it was never for Ronda about Ronda. She really wanted everything to be about the women and about women's wrestling. She was such a star coming into that spot. That definitely helped to catapult the women as well.
The need for women's wrestling was insatiable, and the WWE capitalized with the first ever all-women's pay-per-view Evolution. Rumblings of a women's WrestleMania main event had started floating around, and it now seemed possible with a mainstream star like Ronda Rousey. The obvious choice for her opponent was Charlotte Flair, but an unlikely challenger was about to emerge.
And now the count by the official.
Will Charlotte make it to her feet this time after a massive powerbomb from Becky Lynch to the table? Now a count of four.
Counting on rage and adrenaline at this point.
Can Charlotte stand? Her spine smashed through the table. Count of six. Charlotte trying to make it back to her feet. Count of seven now. Can she make it back? Official in the count of eight. Charlotte back to her knees. It's over. Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch retains the title.
Here is your winner. And still the SmackDown Women's Champion, Becky Lynch.
Standing ovation from the WWE fans here tonight for these two women who made history.
Called up with Charlotte and Sasha, but always playing third wheel, Becky Lynch was still untapped when it came to her talent on the main roster. A grassroots movement with the fans to get Becky Lynch to the top had begun, and the WWE was listening. A match was set between Ronda and Becky at Survivor Series, but a happy accident would propel Becky Lynch to superstar status.
Becky Lynch, driven by this obsession to be the best. Upset that the world is talking about Rousey and not her.
This is a horrific scene.
Another steel chair shot right across the already injured arm of the Raw Women's Champion. SmackDown has obliterated Monday Night Raw, sending a massive message on the eve of Survivor Series. Becky may have a broken nose. Obviously, she doesn't care.
The bloody face of Becky Lynch instantly became one of the most iconic images in WWE history. The match with Ronda was off due to injury, but they would meet down the road. Becky, who started calling herself the Man, joined Busted Open in 2018 and explained how she was ready to take on her doubters.
Come in, you want to do things right, you want to be a good person, you don't want to upset anybody, you don't want to step on anybody's toes, you want to get along with everybody in the locker room, make it a good atmosphere, right? And you know where that got me? It got me nowhere. 2017, I sat in the sidelines most of the time. I had gone from the best match on the card at WrestleMania 32, right, to changing the way the people perceived women's wrestling completely, changing the title from Divas to Women, right? I'd gone from that to all of a sudden being in 1 minute matches and losing. And then I was drafted SmackDown Live, right? And I was the first woman drafted, and then I was the first SmackDown Women's Champion. And I lost it because I took my foot off the gas pedal. And then I sat there for nearly a whole year, maybe even longer, just wondering what I could do, how I could get back on top. I'm doing everything right. I'm training. I'm my matches are good. What is going on? What do I need to change? And eventually it was a gradual thing where it was like, okay, all right, well, we've gone through a lot of the roster. Okay, we've gone through a lot of the roster. Now we get the money in the bank opportunity. So then we almost get that money in the bank opportunity. Then somebody comes who steals it from underneath you, who just escaped most of the match, right? She just hid most of the match. She didn't do nothing in it. And then she comes, right. She tips me off the ladder, and she's able to get that opportunity. And I'm thinking to myself, no, I'm worth more than that. I'm worth more than that. And I don't care who I have to step on to take it. I'm taking it. And then, of course, being best friends with Charlotte, I'm known as the best friend of Charlotte. In fact, there was an article about me that said, Charlotte, best friend, blah, 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 blah. So I can't even remember what it was about, but it's not Becky Lynch. It's Charlotte's best friend. I am more than Charlotte's best friend. I'm certainly not her best friend anymore. But the fact that they didn't even recognize my name is so insulting.
Becky's the Man character was an absolute hit. Fans were even comparing her to WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin. He told Busted Open in 2019, she's doing her own thing, and it's working.
Man, I had so much fun with Becky because I've known her for a while. I've always known that she was very confident and very goal-oriented. And I really was blown away by how charismatic, articulate, eloquent, you know, she is as a person, as a human being. She's lighting wrestling on fire, and I'm so proud of her. That gimmick, the Man, you know, they, a lot of people, they draw comparisons to Stone Cold or, you know, Conor McGregor, whatever. Hey, man, that's a whole different thing, and she's pulling it off flawlessly. And I think she's had one of the best for the last 18 months, probably the most premier run in the history of wrestling for a female, and high-profile run, regardless, male, female.
Why did we not get, at the very least, Becky Lynch drinking a beer with you?
I don't know that she really needs my anointing, or would that automatically
the torch,
say,
yeah, passing me the torch. Yeah,
because she's so much or she is kind of like you, does it mean I'm saying that you are like me?
Or could it be detrimental that you're in the ring with Becky Lynch? Could it be like,
see, I think she has her
similar,
own thing going. Like Mitch Hedberg thing. He says, I got my own thing going. I think she's got her own thing going. And Bully, you can make an argument for it either way, and it's going to be 50-50. I just don't think she needed my endorsement. Maybe somewhere down the road, if there's an organic storyline that would come up, and maybe she needs some help or something like that. But I think she stands on her own pretty damn well.
The fans wanted Becky versus Ronda for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania. But first, Becky had to survive 29 other competitors at the Royal Rumble, just like Asuka did the year before, to get her there.
Charlotte getting methodical, not giving any opportunities to Becky Lynch. She's measuring her.
Oh, Charlotte Flair set over the top. Oh! Charlotte Flair's been eliminated. Becky Lynch is going to WrestleMania.
Here is your winner, Becky Lynch.
Becky did it, man, oh man.
Becky has connected probably better, organically connected better with her audience than anybody on either side of the proverbial aisle. She's special. Becky's got that Stone Cold quality that I perceive that Jon Moxley has. I'm not saying by any stretch, folks, that Becky's going to supplant Stone Cold in the lexicon of WWE superstars, but they have traits. They have natural traits that they possess that have not been manufactured, that are organic and natural and real. And Becky Lynch is real.
That was WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross on Becky's popularity in the decade. The stage was set. Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania 35. But a third face would re-enter the picture. When we come back, the main event of WrestleMania 35. It's pro wrestling's defining moments of the decade, right here on SiriusXM Fight Nation.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Fresh faces and new companies that changed the perception of wrestling over the past 10 years. This is Pro Wrestling's Defining Moments of the Decade.
Welcome back to Pro Wrestling's Defining Moments of the Decade. This is Dave LaGreca on SiriusXM Fight Nation. It looked like we were poised for Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 35. There have never been a women's main event match in the 35-year history of WrestleMania. That was all about to change. WWE Hall of Famer Bully Ray on the importance of what we were about to see.
I think the decision for the women to main event WrestleMania 35 being ultimately made was very simple. It was the right decision. I believe that Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey, and Becky Lynch not only earned the right to main event WrestleMania, but they proved that they could main event WrestleMania. I don't think that there was any question that those women were the three correct women for the job. I think that they had done amazing work on television and on social media leading up to the match. And I don't think that those women were in the main event just because they were women. I think they were in the main event because they were great wrestlers who earned the right to be there.
Charlotte Flair had found her way into Becky and Ronda's match. It was now a triple threat match for both the Raw Women's Championship and the SmackDown Women's Championship. And it would close the show. The women had finally made it to the grandest stage and the biggest moment of all. In the waning hours of April 7th, 2019, the three biggest female names in the WWE walked the long ramp to the ring at WrestleMania 35. And the man made history.
Rousey, Lynch, winner take all.
And here we go. I don't know if this is wise. If you're Becky Lynch, you better check your chin, man.
Going pound for pound with Rousey. Oh,
Rousey
God.
Just takes out Becky. Down goes the man. Rousey is about to take it all.
Wait.
That bad leg on Rousey, not allowing her to get to her feet. Now she finally does.
Struggling to post and put the weight needed on her.
Piper's pit.
Left leg.
Becky. Oh, shoulders down. Shoulders down.
They did it. Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch is the winner, take all, and is both Raw and SmackDown Women's Champion.
Ronda Rousey doesn't think her shoulders are down.
I mean, I would think it'd be worth a replay, but Ronda Rousey was looking for Piper's pin. To her credit, Becky Lynch, it looks like, was able to shift her weight and pin Ronda's shoulders to the mat.
I think Becky got her there.
Well, Ronda Rousey has suffered her first pinfall loss in WWE. Becky Lynch takes it all tonight. The Raw and SmackDown Women's titles.
Becky Lynch was now Becky Two Belts, but it wouldn't be without controversy. Ronda's shoulder was up off the mat on the three count. Here's how it sounded with myself and Bully Ray the next morning on Busted Open. A great main event. I thought all women were fantastic. We have a winner-take-all champion in Becky Lynch. Pretty crazy end to that match last night.
There was a discrepancy with the three count, correct?
Yes. I mean, it's her right shoulder was clearly up at the count of one.
There was an obvious edict from Creative that said, we want Becky to slip over. She caught a quick one. And in pro wrestling, when you catch a quick one, you get the other person on their feet immediately. Mm-hmm. And dude, how quick was Ronda back on her feet?
Pretty quick.
Instantly, as if she was fresh and ready to go and keep on fighting. But there can definitely be a case made for Ronda's shoulders were not down. But you still got what you wanted. Becky Lynch is the Universal Champion, the WWE Women's Champion. She's the champion of all
champions. She's the champion. She's the Women's Champion right now. She holds both titles in the WWE, the SmackDown title and the Raw title. The journey was complete for Becky, but the journey was far from over for the women of the WWE. The WWE's relationship with Saudi Arabia was a hot topic of conversation in the latter part of the decade, with many fans feeling they should not be presenting shows in Saudi due to the treatment of women. In the fall of 2019, they presented the first ever women's WWE match in Saudi Arabia between Lacey Evans and Natalya Neidhart.
Oh! Discus Lariat takes down Lacey Evans.
Days of her dad, Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
And now once again, Natalya looking for the sharpshooter submission. Can Natalya step through?
She does! Center of the ring, Natalya with Lacey in the sharpshooter. Can Lacey make it to the bottom rope to force a break here? Can Lacey hang on? Back to the middle of the ring. Natalya's got it locked in. Lacey Evans, is she going to tap? Is she going to tap? She does! Natalya makes history! WWE Crown Jewel. A very emotional Natalya.
I was crying before I even left Gorilla. I mean, I almost felt like I was just overwhelmed, like with like emotion, because I knew that this match was bigger than me. I knew it was bigger than Lacey. I knew it was bigger than WWE. There was nothing like this that the women in WWE have ever done before. And like Mark said, the magnitude of being the first, the experience was just transcending. It was for little girls and women everywhere that have had a dream, and that we got to open doors that have never been opened before. That was just overflowing in my heart. I am going to feel so incredibly inspired, because that's the way I felt walking out to the ring and just to me, that's what life is all about. That's why that feeling was transcending. It wasn't, this is more than just wrestling. It's about moments, creating moments. The moments are what last forever, not the championships, not right. all the gold. I mean, granted, listen, I'll take a couple championships if I can get them, but it's about the moments. It's about the way people make you feel. And to be able to inspire little girls, I was so inspired walking down that ramp. And I was almost so overwhelmed with emotion that I almost like felt like I couldn't feel like my legs when I was walking down to the ring. It just was a surreal, almost out of body experience. I felt like I literally was talking to my dad before I walked down. Right when I was gorilla, I always have a few people that I talk to. I always talk to my dad now. And my dad, I know he has my back. And I felt like in that moment, he was with me too. You know, and wow. he was there. And he was part of the, like, all the stars that aligned that made this moment happen for Lacey and I feel like my dad had a little hand in, like, every star perfectly aligning for us.
Natalya was one of the best athletes in the WWE since her debut in 2007. WWE personality Renee Young explained the significance of this match.
I get goosebumps even thinking about it. And, like, that sounds cheesy, but, like, legit thinking about that moment of Natty and Lacey in that hug that they shared in the ring, to the hug that they shared with the woman that was at ringside. Yeah, having gone over to Saudi Arabia myself and seeing the reception that women are getting there, it's incredible. And it's just so groundbreaking. I don't think anyone thought that match would ever happen. So for Natty and Lacey to be able to go in and fill that role and see just the way that the crowd reacted and having women in the crowd there and to be a physical change that people can actually see, the tangible thing for the women in Saudi Arabia, as much as they're changing their times over there, but to see women in such a powerful role there, it was crazy. I mean, it was just such an important moment. I get that image in my head so perfectly clear, even thinking of Natty and Lacey. It was so great. And I think for Natty too, to get that spot, she's so deserving to be somebody who can be a change over there and to, you know, get a little bit more credit. I really don't think Natty gets enough credit for the women's evolution. Same with Beth Phoenix.
A truly incredible journey for the women this last decade. Our very own Tommy Dreamer on what he feels the women's evolution is all about.
We were there when the women were the, as we say, the bathroom break match. And that was just the spot they were, or they were actually put in the spot to quiet the crowd down for the main event, which is a horrible spot to be in. But the women went out there and still worked their butts off and earned the respect of the locker room. Fast forward now, where they're main eventing WrestleMania, this woman's movement, it was, hey, these girls or women are just as good as the guys, and we need to be spotlighted that. And there was a little crack in the door where they, instead of putting their foot there, they kicked the door down.
Trish Stratus was the total package during the Attitude Era and was one of the first in the company to prove women should be taken seriously in the ring. She appeared on Busted Open prior to her retirement match at SummerSlam 2019 versus Charlotte Flair and spoke about the progression of the women since the Attitude Era.
It's almost like, you know, when you walk away from the business and you're in this frenetic, crazy pace and sometimes you never realize what you're creating behind you, right? And it's not until you do an interview here or even an award for this, or, you know, you meet that special fan that tells you how you changed their life, or you read a fan mail letter, and then you start realizing, holy smokes, the stuff I did, like I impacted some people. And with the girls, and it's just because now we have the social media and we have the .com things and we have, you know, access to more things. I start hearing how I influence this person and this person. You're like, holy smokes, really? And, you know, a lot of it is Trish and Amy. A lot of the stuff that we did is out there, Lita. And it's humbling. It's like you kind of don't realize it. And then to go meet everyone in person, I believe the first time I really, you know, after kind of hearing this is, and these things come out because you retire, you go away. But then in the meantime, there are these new girls that are being developed and coming up. And so another generation's coming up. And then at that point, they're then in the spotlight and they're then telling you how they got there, what influenced them to get there. So now at this point, years later, you're hearing about it. So I think Royal Rumble was the first time I went back there and just
I'm so happy that my work made a difference, made an impact, and influenced some people in a positive way, because really that's all you hope to do at the end of the day, because while you're doing it, you're really just trying to make it through the day almost, right? So it's humbling, and it's gratifying, and it's special. And now I've created a lot of good relationships with a lot of the girls, where now I feel like, you know, I got them, they put me on your speed dial kind of thing, and I'm there helping them and giving back as much as I can. And I love to see, it makes me so happy to see when they progress and when they're, you know, nailing stuff and doing really well. So it's a nice position to be in.
What's next for the women in wrestling? Becky Lynch is now arguably the biggest star in the company and continues to be a focal point of their weekly programming. We're seeing the emergence of a Rhea Ripley and NXT here at the close of the decade, and we're now seeing even more women's evolutions in Ring of Honor and in AEW. Coming up next, we examine the legends who stepped out of the spotlight and the new superstars who stepped in the last decade. You're listening to Pro Wrestling's Defining Moments of the Decade right here on SiriusXM Fight Nation.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.